From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for synchronizing joint special plan post-Plumpang fire. Japan pledges financial support to help ASEAN decarbonize. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has directed the local and central governments to synchronize their joint special plan following the Pertamina fuel terminal fire in Plumpang, North Jakarta, Friday night. State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said, looking at the current condition of national vital objects, the average buffer zone separating residential areas from fuel terminals and fuel refineries is inadequate. He said 2 years ago, he had spoken to the state oil and gas firm Pertamina, state electricity company PLN, and state-owned fertilizer company Pupuk Indonesia about remapping the buffer zone in a safe manner. He informed that the rearrangement of national vital objects borders near residential housing must be carried out to prevent incidents such as the fire at Plumpang Fuel Terminal. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has asked state-owned oil company Pertamina to relocate its fuel terminal to a port owned by government-owned port operator PT Pelindo following a fire outbreak in Plumpang, North Jakarta on Friday night. He said that after visiting residents affected by the fire in South Rawa Badak Village, North Jakarta on Saturday, the security of the fuel terminal, which is one of the vital objects in Indonesian capital, must be managed properly, he added. After visiting the affected residents, the vice president assured that their needs would be covered by Pertamina. He also assured that in the near future, Pertamina will manage the evacuation posts or shelters set up for the affected residents. In addition, all dead and injured victims will receive assistance from Pertamina. Indonesian Deputy Minister for Agrarian and Special Planning, Raja Juli Antoni, has inaugurated the Special Planning Customer Care Service as part of the ministry's commitment to improving public information accessibility and easing investment. He said in a statement issued on Saturday, the Special Planning Customer Care is a breakthrough in serving the community to realize good governance in accordance with the ministry's motto of serve, professional, trusted. The deputy minister asked all ranks of the ministry to innovate to improve their services to the community so that people will comply with the regulation created. Furthermore, he said he expected the service to continue to be improved so that it can help increase the welfare of the community. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Japan pledged financial and technological support on Saturday to help ASEAN countries accelerate their efforts to decarbonize their economies and combat climate change. Energy-poor Japan hopes to become the world's leading hydrogen economy to reduce dependence on traditional polluting fossil fuels such as coal and oil. As the chair of the Group of Seven Nations G7 this year, Japan will hold a ministerial meeting on climate, energy, and environment in Sapporo on April the 15th and 16th, ahead of the G7 summit in Hiroshima from May the 19th to 21st, to promote what it calls realistic energy transition. At the first ministerial meeting of the Asia Zero Emission Community, attended by several ASEAN members and Australia, Industry Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura said the push for collaboration will include renewable power, natural gas, hydrogen, and ammonia, among others. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said on Sunday the government should promote the peaceful development of relations with Taiwan and advance the process of China's peaceful reunification, but also take resolute steps to oppose Taiwan independence. China, which claims democratic Taiwan as its own territory, has increased its military activity near the island over the past 3 years, responding to what it calls collusion between Taipei and Washington, Taiwan's main international backer and arms supplier. Speaking at the opening of the annual meeting of China's parliament, Li said Beijing stands for the One China principle, which states that Taiwan is part of China. Meanwhile, Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen has repeatedly offered talks with China. Taiwan's government strongly disputes Beijing's sovereignty claims and says only the island's 23 million people can decide their future. The United Nations on Saturday urged countries to speed up taking Syrian refugees from earthquake-hit zones in Turkey, saying they were facing the trauma of loss and displacements all over again. The United Nations made the call as 89 Syrian refugees arrived in Madrid from Turkey. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake on February the 6th killed over 45,000 people in Turkey and thousands more in neighboring Syria and completely devastated hundreds of thousands of buildings. For almost 12 years, Turkey has hosted some 3.5 million Syrian refugees fleeing the civil war. Last month's earthquake affected an estimated 9 million people, of which more than 1.7 million are refugees. Last item. The United States and South Korea will conduct more than 10 days large-scale military exercises in March, including amphibious landings. Officials from the two countries said on Friday the Freedom Shield drills will be held from March the 13th to March the 23rd to strengthen the allies' combined defensive posture. Freedom Shield is designed to strengthen defense and response capabilities of the alliance by focusing within the exercise scenario on things such as the changing security environment, North Korea aggression, and lessons learned from recent wars and conflicts. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of this week is on President encourages alertness of the ranks to face disasters due to climate change. At present, the world is facing climate change that causes the frequency of natural disasters to rise dramatically, including in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the frequency of natural disasters in the country rose 81% from 2010. In his speech at the opening of the National Coordination Meeting of Disaster Management in 2023, Thursday, March the 2nd in Jakarta, President Joko Widodo said preparedness and vigilance were keys that must be prepared and managed properly, especially in the pre-disaster stage. According to the president, education and training to the community are an anticipatory step that must be a priority. In addition, he also stressed the importance of preparing a detailed scenario in the event of a disaster. The president also highlighted the importance of local governments paying attention to special planning and building construction in disaster-prone areas. Furthermore, he also stressed the importance of the regional government and the regional disaster management agency to prepare a disaster management budget in accordance with geographical conditions and the distribution of potential disasters. President Joko Widodo also asked the National Disaster Management Agency to simplify the rules in channeling aid to disaster victims. This is intended to encourage the use of disaster funds for the benefit of the community. During the coordination meeting, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the pooling fund disaster management had collected 7.4 trillion rupiahs. According to her, this fund will be used to support a quick response during a disaster. That was Spotlight of this week. I'll start today in history with March the 5th, 1939, the birth of Benyamin Sueb. Haji Benyamin Sueb is an Indonesian actor, comedian, director, and singer. Benyamin has produced more than 75 music albums and 53 film titles. Benyamin Sueb is included in the list of the Immortals, the 25 greatest Indonesian artists of all time by Rolling Stone Indonesia magazine. Benyamin Sueb also founded FM Radio under the name Benz Radio on March the 5th, 1990. Turning to March the 5th, 1960, President Sukarno dissolved the House. The first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, once dissolved the House of Representatives. The dissolution of the House, which was the result of the first general election in 1955, took place on March the 5th, 1960. It started when Bung Karno, as he popularly known, issued a presidential decree on July the 5th, 1959. This made the Constituent Assembly considered to have failed to establish a new constitution to replace the provisional constitution of 1950. There was also a lot of pressure to return to using the basic ideology of the 1945 constitution, accompanied by a series of other political events. From there, Sukarno took a stand to save the country. I'll end today in history with March the 5th, 1970, the Nuclear Weapons Non-Proliferation Treaty enacted. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is a treaty signed on July 1, 1968 that limits the possession of nuclear weapons. Most sovereign nations adhere to the treaty, although two of the seven nuclear weapon states and one that may possess nuclear weapons have not ratified the treaty. It entered into force on March 5, 1970, after being ratified by the United Kingdom, the Soviet Union, the United States, and 40 other countries. That was today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. In his email, he said that the programs of The Voice of Indonesia are informative, educative, and entertaining. He also said, through Voice of Indonesia broadcasting, he can learn a lot about Indonesia and its innovative, hardworking people. Hello, Mr. Chakrabarti. Thank you so much for your compliment. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Kamu itu indah dalam hidupku, kulukis wajah kamu dalam ruangku. Dan seluruh relung hati aku, ku ingat hari Minggu kita berdua. Cinta ini anda.
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia successfully holds Union Cyclists International. Indonesia hosted the Union Cyclists International UCI, the sharing platform for Asian Bicycle Confederation ACC in Bali on February the 28th. UCI sharing platform is a forum that provides an opportunity for the National Federation to meet and discuss sharing experiences that are beneficial for the development of their respective state bicycle racing. In the sidelines of the UCI sharing platform, ACC held a large congress in the beginning of 2023 with changes in the Association of Bicycle Association in Asia. At the congress, the Asian Bicycle Racing Confederation officially released the latest logo changes. The new ACC logo is said to have a strong philosophy. The latest logo announcement ceremony was carried out at the ACC Congress, which took place at the Stone Hotel Bali on Wednesday, March the 1st. Indonesia was directly involved in the new history of the Asian bicycle racing. ACC President Osama Ali Safar in Bali Wednesday afternoon said it took 6 years to think carefully about the latest logo of the organization. Intensive discussion related to changes in the logo was also discussed with representatives from Indonesia, Raja Sabta Oktohari, who is a senior vice president of ACC. Meanwhile, Raja Sabta Oktohari said it was an honor for Indonesia to be a part of the historical record of Asian bicycle racing. According to him, the new ACC logo, which gave modern impression, has a very strong philosophy. Before holding the Asian Bicycle Confederation Congress in Bali, Indonesia became the first country in Southeast Asia to successfully hold the UCI Track Nations Cup 2023. The opening event for the 2024 Paris Olympic points was held at the Jakarta International Velodrome Rawamangun from February 23rd to 26th. The success was marked by the many teams of participating countries present at the championship, even adding to the duration of residence to utilize the best velodrome facilities in Indonesia. The achievement of Indonesian bicycle races are also fairly good and have made progress, especially young riders. For the success of holding the three UCI events, Indonesia received an appreciation directly by the president of the Union Cyclists International, or UCI, David Lapartien, with his presence at the UCI Sharing Platform and ACC Congress in Bali. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email which was also sent from India. It is from Siddhartha Batakarji. Hello, Mr. Batakarji. Thank you for your email and reception report. So we're waiting for your next email. Well, Mr. Siddhartha Batakarji, here is a beautiful song special for you.
Diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Ku bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Ku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Ku Kesan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkan ku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku. Bila tak jodohku, aku tak mudah mencintai. Tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkan ku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is on Sula Mahadaha Beach, Ternate. Sula Mahadaha Beach, which is located in Sula Mahada Village, Ternate Island, North Maluku, is the most famous beach in Ternate. Many foreign tourists who visit Sula Mahada find it difficult to forget the charm of this beautiful coast. Sula Mahadaha Beach is an important tourism asset owned by Ternate, North Maluku. The beauty of Sula Mahadaha can be enjoyed from the first time you enter this beach area. Once inside, you will be greeted by many stalls selling food and drinks. Rows of colorful chairs seem to beckon to be sat on while looking at the beautiful Sula Mahadaha coast. This beach itself is dominated by black sand and rocks around it. Everything is neatly arranged and becomes the charms of Sula Mahadaha Beach. You can walk along the cliffs that surrounds the beach, and here you will also find an area in the form of a lagoon. Sula Mahadaha actually is a small bay with crystal clear water. At that location, visitors will see the water forming gradients of Tosca green, blue, and clear, and the water is very calm. Several boats in Sula Mahadaha are seen floating beautifully on the water. The beach has an underwater natural charm that is still preserved. This makes snorkeling and diving activities more enjoyable. In addition, you can see the colored rocks at the bottom from above the surface due to the crystal clear water. You can also swim in Sula Mahadaha. The cool water and the calm atmosphere here will be perfect combination. Even the dry and hot air of Ternate was not felt at all while in Sula Mahadaha. Another attraction of this Sula Mahadaha beach is the beautiful view of the beach, as well as seeing the towering mountain in the middle of the ocean. On this beach, you can also enjoy a beautiful sunset view, because the sunset on this beach can be enjoyed with views of Mount Gamalama as the background, which becomes a silhouette because of the bright golden light from the sun. If you are looking for a vacation spot that can impress you, Sulamadaha Beach, which is about 30 kilometers from downtown Ternate, is the place. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I would like to announce that Voice of Indonesia will be back to hold Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. This year, the 2023 Voice of Indonesia International Quiz is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations. This essay writing competition will open soon. For those selected as winners, one person for each language service will receive attractive prize from Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. Well, listener, wherever you are, before I send out listener's mailbag, I will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Hey, 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 hey. Lari, kau mengejar, ku menghindar, kau dekati, kau menghilang, ku mencari, aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau. Juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
favorite song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is entitled Jambi University Students Create a Collagen Drink from Snakehead Fish Skin. A team of Jambi University students succeeded in creating an innovative collagen health drink product from snakehead fish skin with the addition of butterfly pea flowers. Representative of the research team, Fitria Sari Wulandari, said that the collagen drink has many benefits for the human body. She explained snakehead fish skin can maintain skin elasticity and moisture, also makes skin firmer, so more youthful. In addition, the snakehead fish skin collagen health drink can also smooth the skin, speed up wound recovery, and remove black spots. Wulan explained that in creating this product, they made preparations starting from collecting materials and research tools, conducting research in the laboratory, conducting organoleptic tests, collecting data and turning it into a scientific paper, until finally it was in the form of a snakehead fish skin collagen drink. They presented the result of this research in the form of scientific papers, which brought them to win first place in the 2022 National Level Scientific Writing Competition. The supervisor for writing scientific papers, Meta Monica, explained that currently there is a lot of snakehead fish skin production in Jambi City, but its utilization has not been optimal. Usually, snakehead fish skin is only made into crackers and a popular dish called skin pempek. With the recovery of a collagen drink from snakehead fish skin, it is good for health. And it is also liked by organoleptic panelists during the 2022 National Level Scientific Writing Competition. That was Miscellany Today.
Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru ajak ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ini ada aku di sisimu. Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri. Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru ajak ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ada aku
di sisimu.
Ini hanya halusinasi. Memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati. Kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati, kalau hati bisa memilih. Ku ingin kau ada di sisi, tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri, karena ku tahu diri, karena ku tahu diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VY listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Tisa Biani. Tisa Biani Azahra, also known as Tisa Biani, born in Depok, West Java, July 24, 2002, is an Indonesian actress, model, and singer. In the movie industry, Tisa is the first actress to win Citra Award for Best Child Actress in its inaugural edition in 2014 for the movie Tiga Nafas Likas. Tisa Biani is now showing her talent in singing. In February 2023, she released her first single as a singer through a song titled Rindu Yang Palsu. This song was written by Ungu band member Onci. The song, which was produced by Dul Jayalani and Krishna Triastantia, tells the story of someone trapped in love which often ends in disappointment. It keeps happening again and again, giving false hope until it turns toxic, because the person she loves is not as sincere as her in love. Well, listener, here is Tisa Biani with the song Rindu Yang Palsu. Happy listening!
Yang mana nih mau dimantu?
Datang kembali mengisi hati yang hilang, dan berharap hadirmu di sini menuntunku mengenal bahagia, menyambung cerita yang belum sirna. Ekspektasiku dalam lingkaran kisah yang mungkin membuat kecewa, mengulang cerita. Tak ada akhir yang berbeda aku dan dirimu, tak bisa menyatu, terhalang cerita. Sandiwara cinta, hati yang terluka, tak sanggup terima kenyataan pahit lagi. Jangan kau kembali mengulang rindu yang palsu.
Ah.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh acuhkan diriku dan anggap ku tak ada, tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau akan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku.
Arti perhatianku
terhadapmu. Pasti kau menerka-nerka apa yang tersirat dalam gerakku. Akulah serpihan kisah masa lalumu yang sekedar ingin tahu keadaanmu. Aku bermaksud mengusikmu, mengganggu setiap ketentraman hidupmu. Hanya tak mudah bagiku lupakanmu dan pergi menjauh. Beri sedikit waktu agar ku terbiasa bernafas tanpamu.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us on TikTok as well, VOI_official, and YouTube channel, VOI Official. For feedback, you can also send email to voi@voinews.id. Well, listener, it's time for Mirahma to sign up from the show from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.